Hello everyone, welcome to Pediatrics by Dr. Anand. Today we're going to talk about a very beautiful topic known as parasomnias. Parasomnias, something related to sleeping. It's another behavioral disorder, very important MBBS and DM level question. Like, you must be doing various type of behavioral and developmental disorders, like eating disorders, Munchausen by proxy, temper tantrums, pica, breath holding spells, nocturnal enuresis, encopresis. These all are the behavioral disorders, and one of the behavioral disorders we have parasomnias. Exam entrance question number one: how do you define parasomnias? The answer is, parasomnias are defined as abnormal behavioral and motor manifestations seen in sleep. Very nice. Someone who is sleepwalking, small babies who are walking in sleeping, you might have heard all those things. So five important points are there. It's a quick and beautiful. So number one, how do you define parasomnias? What are parasomnias? Parasomnias are defined as abnormal behavior and or motor manifestations seen in sleep. Abnormal behavior plus minus motor manifestations also seen in sleep, number one. Number two, there are two types of sleep, you know that. One is NREM and one is REM. What is NREM? Non-rapid eye movement. And what is REM? Rapid eye movement. The first half of your sleep is NREM, non-rapid eye movement, where basically this one is basically, the parasomnias basically are common in NREM, basically the sleepwalking. This is an exam question. The child does sleepwalking where, in the first half of the sleep or second half of the sleep? The answer is first half of the sleep, that is NREM, non-rapid eye movement stage, where the patient will be sleepwalking. And most important, the patient, the patient can have this confusional arousals, means he is awake but not ambulatory. Okay, so 2 points I got it. In the parasomnias we have NREM and REM. NREM is non-rapid eye movement, number one. Number two, it is the first half of the sleep cycle. And number three, this is more common. The parasomnias are more common in NREM than the REM. Okay, and NREM is associated with sleepwalking. Okay, that's what. Okay, this is very important. And in the first half of the sleep only, the child can have kind of a spine chilling scream. The child's scream out. You might have seen some many babies who just scream and they get up. That is the first half of the sleep, NREM. Okay, so NREM is associated with sleepwalking, and NREM is associated with sleep terrors, kind of a spine chilling scream. Okay, number one, this is very important for exam. Second we have is REM. So which is uncommon? REM is uncommon, the second half of the sleep cycle. Basically, the parasomnias are uncommon in the second half of the sleep, and second half of the sleep is known as REM. But very important, the REM is associated with unpleasant dreams, basically nightmares, something known as night terrors and something known as nightmares. This is the question for USMLE also. Night terrors was the NREM, and nightmares you get in the REM. And nightmares, nothing but unpleasant dreams or bizarre movements, And most importantly, one more exam question for MRCP, CH and DM students. Which one the child will remember? Very important. The child is more likely to remember the first half of the sleep or the second half of the sleep? The answer is, the child is more likely to remember the second half of the sleep, basically the REM, rapid eye movement wala part. The child is more likely to remember REM, remember that. Okay, so means he remember his unpleasant dreams and all those things. Okay, but does he remember the sleepwalking? No, he does not. Why? Because that is the first half of the sleep. This is so important. Like, I gave the recent MRCPCH exam, and there they had this question: which one the child remember, which one the child not remember, which one is associated with night terrors and which one is associated with nightmares. So night terrors is associated with the first half of the sleep, that is NREM, and parasomnias are common in that. And nightmares basically are connected with the second half of the sleep cycle, and that is associated with rapid eye movement, REM. That's it. This condition is self-limiting. There is no management, only reassurance, and make sure the child doesn't have any stress and all that. And that's it. That finishes a beautiful topic of 5 marks MBBS question, MD and DNB question, parasomnias, which is one of the behavioral disorders. For more such updates, you can join my beautiful WhatsApp and Telegram group on 999-89-7081. Thank you.